This record is intended to help you check your playing equipment without the use of measuring instruments.
Seems sensible again. This is Square Pusher. Speed. Square Pusher record, mutated into an Heir Apparent record there. I can't tell you much about this Square Pusher album. It's called Music Is Rotted One Note, I think. And it's on the Warp label, and I've had it for quite some time. It's great, but I couldn't tell you what track's what. There's a list on the front of tracks, but it's impossible to tell. Anyway, so not to worry about that. Now, the Heir Apparent record, that was from 1969. The reason I bought it back then was because it was produced by Jimi Hendrix. Now, I was thinking about Jimi Hendrix, and I think Jimi Hendrix is someone that gets talked about more than played on the radio or listened to, so I'm going to try and rectify that now. Here we go.
Has redeemed itself with a last hour of flawless sunshine. And Laker comes in again, hair flopping. Bowles turns it on to Maddock, appeals, he's out, LBW!
Yawn. Let's see how they're getting on with the checking of the equipment. That all-important equipment check.
To assess any kind of audio reproducing equipment, one has to judge its ability to produce sounds as close to the original as possible. Now, this means that the frequency response must be as extended as that heard by a person with perfect hearing.
Well, I had a hearing test last year, and a doctor looked visibly shaken. He asked me what I did for a living. I told him I worked in a library.
Non, je ne suis pas docteur.
The equipment used to make your records has this extended frequency response. And only by using comparable equipment to play them back can you hear with true fidelity. And this record will help you ensure that your equipment does just that.
Hugh Nicholson, who I think was a member of the Marmalade, who had a record called Reflections, which Jimi Hendrix once said was his favourite record. I don't believe all that favourite record stuff. People are always saying this record or that record is their favourite. I've said that loads of embarrassing different records have been my favourite record at times because they've been the first record I thought of. But hopefully Jimi Hendrix really did like Marmalade because it will help me link the show together. Onward and upward, this is Corner Shop.
People, power in the disco hour. People. Sky today.
That was The Pretty Things from the album Parachute. Parachute is a much overlooked record, I think. It tends to stand in the shadow of the one that came out before it, which was SF Sorrow. Anyway, I think Parachute is a great record. That was The Good Mr. Square, and She Was Tall, She Was High. And there's three songs that follow that, In the Square, The Letter and Rain, and they're all joined together, and I think I'm going to play them now.
In the square, she came running, I was lucky to be there.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should get out of the rain and have a listen to how they're getting on with testing the equipment.
Terrible, isn't it? Well, there's only one thing you can do with a piano like that. Shove it out the window. Hello. By Jove, they're doing it.
Yeah, get out of the way, would you? We've got a work to do here. Oh dear, that's torn it. Well, looks like that's the end of another show then.
Well, of course, that's a sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing.
Certainly is. I'm Reckless Eric, and this has been the Reckless Eric Radio Show. If you want a full track listing, you can get it from www.recklesseric.com and click on a load of links and stuff. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Keep on listening. Good night. Thank you.